Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad presented a united front against what they say is unwelcome meddling by the U.S. in the region. During a joint news conference, both men appeared to rebuff U.S. calls for Iran to abandon its nuclear efforts and for Damascus to cut its ties to Tehran. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
The Americans want to dominate the region, but they feel Iran and Syria are preventing that, and they make some statements as well. These comments are invaluable to us. We tell them that instead of interfering in the region's affairs, to pack their things and leave.
The U.S. and other nations have raised concerns that Iran is seeking a nuclear weapon. Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton this week told congressional lawmakers that the Obama administration will continue to push for international sanctions against Iran unless Tehran reverses course.
Iran has left the international community little choice but to impose greater costs and pressure in the face of its provocative steps.
For his part, Mr. al-Assad called the United States' stance on Iran a new situation of colonialism in the region. The U.S. has been seeking to improve relations with Damascus. The White House has sent top diplomats to meet with Mr. al-Assad in recent months and has named an ambassador to Damascus for the first time in 5 years. But the U.S. has criticized Syria for supporting the militant groups in the Middle East and for not doing more to prevent foreign fighters from crossing its border into Iraq. Secretary Clinton told Congress that the administration's policies towards Syria are clear.
We have laid out for the Syrians the need for greater cooperation with respect to Iraq, the end to interference in Lebanon, and the transport or provision of weapons to Hezbollah, a resumption of the Israeli-Syrian track on the peace process, and generally to begin to move away from the relationship with Iran, which is so deeply troubling to the region as well as to the United States.
The U.S. is calling on Syria to resume peace talks with Israel that collapsed in 2000. In January, tensions soared after President al-Assad accused Israel of avoiding peace, and his foreign minister warned of possible attacks on Israeli cities in the event of war. Robert Rafel, VOA News.